Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, if you really want to get under somebody's skin, don't go after them. Go after their family. And that's what Abby is about to do to our show director, Tommy.
What?
Mm-hmm. How?
I've decided to go after the one thing you love more than your wife, Renee.
Don't you do it.
And that is none other than Buc-ee's.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's, and you all.
I interrupt this Buc-ee's theme song because there is a new Buc-ee's theme song in town.
Oh, they contemporized it.
Our friend of the show, Chris, who's the moderator on the Burt Show Facebook fan page.
Oh, love Chris.
Sent me a DM with this new video on it. And I am so sorry that I am not the person. Why did I not come up with this? Because this is genius.
That beaver's always grinning. I can smell the brisket. Pull over in an instant.
Sometimes I think we throw the word brilliant around a little bit too loosely.
My preference is the first one. I feel like because it needs Buc-ee's needs a country flair to it.
I agree. Something old school. Let's hear the original, man. Sometimes things don't need to be improved.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's, and you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. Ooh. Toilet's so dang clean, they make me wanna get some brisket and a sweet iced tea. I'm feeling perky off this turkey. Oh, I'm feeling green. Yeah, I might just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for your peace. So bring your buddies and all your money. That beaver's king of the road trip country. Yeah, we get lucky when we see Buc-ee's. Whatever you need here, it's not very. They got stuff for your home. It's stuff for your car. And if you're a little hungry, baby, you're the star. They got brisket, turkey, fudge, and it goes on and on.
Oh, yeah.
How that you haven't received an endorsement yet from Buc-ee's is absolutely beyond. Even in your hat today. You got a Buc-ee's hat on
today.
I do.
I totally forgot.
Did you get the DM I sent you? The Buc-ee's DM I sent you yesterday?
Which one?
So anytime I see anything about Buc-ee's on Insta, I automatically DM it to our main man, Tommy, here. And a woman was at Buc-ee's, and lo and behold, There was also a real live beaver chopping down some wood right next to Bucky's.
Wow, they got a live mascot.
She's like, there's a beaver. And then she pans over. She goes, at Bucky's.
You are so well-branded, dude. I was in Bristol this weekend, and a virtual listener came up to me to watch the Braves also. Mm-hmm. And her name was Kim, and she had her family. And she's like, hey, listen to you all the time. Just tell Tommy that on the way here, we stopped at a Bucky's. And we always do.
That's the one I'm guessing in Sevierville. And I've stopped at that one, and I've been recognized in that Bucky's as being part of the Burt Show.
It's your greatest moment. All right, so instead of applauding Bucky's, Abby is here to tear it down.
Yeah, because you thought Bucky's was just a gas station, but at Corporate Surprises on social media says it's a $2 billion psychological trap in the middle of nowhere. Here are five tactics, according to, again, at Corporate Surprises. Five tactics Bucky's uses to hack your brain before you even hit the pump. Number one, scent priming. They weaponize smell to make you hungry. Brisket isn't just made. It's chopped live, front and center. That mouth-watering scent hits you like a truck. And once it does, you're already planning lunch.
Is it sad that my mouth is watering?
Yes. Mine is too.
I swear, I'm not making that up.
Their brisket's good.
And I will tell you, two Fridays ago, I looked at Renee. It was Friday. And I looked at her, and I was like, Bucky's? Like, okay. So we drove 46 miles to Bucky's just to get the brisket.
Every day you were pushing the limits of that Manjaro.
You really are, man. I mean, usually couples look at each other and they're like, hey, sex? And then they're like, yeah, but you, it's Bucky's.
They need a test subject, so, you know, I'm evening things out.
Is it pushing the limits of the Manjaro or his marriage?
Honestly, both. All right, the second says it's got restroom bait. Their bathrooms are cleaner than your hotel. We're talking Best Restroom in America award. Spacious, spotless, oversized, glowing stall lights. But it's not just hospitality. It's a foot-in-the-door tactic because they sell fuel below cost on purpose because they don't want your gas money. They want your snack money. Cheap fill up, expensive detour. You walk in for gas and you leave with a basket. The place is an impulse buffet. They've got free fudge samples, a 40-foot jerky wall, beaver nuggets at eye level. Every section is designed to trigger your cravings even before you realize you're hungry. That beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control.
And speaking of the jerky, I didn't even realize you could buy the jerky fresh. I mean, you see the whole wall in the plastic Bucky's bags of the jerky. You can get it where it's like at a meat market where they wrap it up in the white paper. I had my movie date with Tim, our listener. We did 100 Days of Good With.
Yeah.
We had our movie last week, and his wife had put together a Bucky's bag for me, and in that bag was a couple of things of fresh brisket.
Oh, there's like, good goes around right there. You know, if you're listening with a naughtier ear, what was the last line of that again? The one that you just said?
What?
No, Abby. What you just read.
That beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control.
If you take heat, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
He is, though, because every time we go on with my kids, we got to take pictures with Bucky the beaver who's walking around. And then they started asking me about Bucky, so I made up the lore of Bucky that his birthday is July 4th and that's Bucky Day.
Oh, come on, really?
Uh-huh. And then my 5-year-old told her friends, and now all her friends believe Bucky is a magical being who brings brisket on July
4th. What is happening?
I have to apologize to my mom friends.
There's Santa, the Tooth Fairy, and Bucky the Beaver.
I am rubbing off on my wife, Renee.
I bet you are.
Because when we go to Bucky's now and Bucky is not there to take a picture with, she gets a little disappointed.
Sure.
She wasn't there a couple Fridays ago.
I don't doubt.
She was disappointed.
You guys are perfect for each other.
We didn't even get to the rest of the list.
There's more.
Turned into an infomercial instead.
We've really just given Bucky's all of our prime air time.
Uh-huh.
The beaver isn't just cute. He's engineered for emotional control. Big smile, mm-hmm. bright colors, plush toys. Kids beg to stop. Adults buy the merch. And Bucky becomes part of every trip, every time. Fun fact, the Buc-ee's in New Braunfels, Texas has 83 toilet stalls. Yes,
83.
So they're selling a lot of brisket.
Dude, it's needed. When I went to the one in Sevierville or outside Sevierville or Sevierville, whatever Sevierville. It is in Tennessee, the line was 30 women deep.
Come on, really?
And those bathrooms are huge, but I tell you, the Buc-ee's staff could work as air traffic control because they're boom, boom, boom. We were in and out so fast. Oh, I don't know. And also they pay a lot of money.
Do you want to work at Buc-ee's now?
Low key, it's over $200K for a manager position.
That's the end of my list.
After all these incredible facts about Buc-ee's, I can tell you, as I sit here today, I have no desire still to go to Buc-ee's.
Same. But where are the beavers?
This guy gets up and he drives 55 miles to Buc-ee's.
Just despite all of you, I'm going today.
You'll show us.
The Burt Show.
Any day you go online, you see really stupid opinions. Opinions can be wrong. I see a lot of them every day online. They're just wrong. But only one each week gets the honor of Kristen's Bad Take of the Week.
Oh, I have a Bad Take of the Week, and I think we may have stumbled across the Bad Take of the Year. It is so horrifically bad. Right. And it got me thinking, I'm like, at the end of the year, we're going to tally up all these bad boys, and I'm going to crown a Bad Take of the Year, but this one is going to be in the lead.
Can have an award show.
Yes.
Nominations.
Ooh, okay. I love it. But first, before we get to the really horrendous one, no shoes, no problem. Saw this article on the New York Post, and it's about a couple from Cleveland, Ohio. That's not bad enough. No, I'm just kidding. This video has been viewed more than 24 million times on TikTok. It is Christy Fritz and her husband, and they have removed the soles, the bottom of their entire shoe collection, because they want to walk barefoot. Now, they are dedicated to walking barefoot.
I've seen this, and just to give you a visual, we're not talking about five or six pairs of shoes. We are talking about... It looked to me like it was hundreds.
Expensive ones, too.
Expensive ones.
They said in the video that their entire shoe collection is worth $20,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I kind of believe it, man.
And they cut off the bottom. And so, and then they, and I understand as far as like the essence of grounding and like walking in walking barefooted in grass to ground yourself. We had a radio consultant who was notorious for this, and it was just grounding for him. But I'm talking about like in the city, in the streets, on the sidewalk, and they want to be able to walk barefoot everywhere, but they know there's stores that won't allow that. So that's why they're trying to do it like hiddenly by cutting out the bottoms of their shoes.
My husband and I have removed the bottoms of all of our shoes. We decided to start walking barefoot, and one of our followers had a great idea. Since some businesses don't want us being completely barefoot, if we cut off the bottom of our shoes, it'll allow us to be barefoot but blend in with everyone else. This is a huge commitment, but we were willing to make it. These are our favorite shoes. Our shoe collection is worth more than $20,000, but this is a sacrifice we're willing to take because walking barefoot means the world to us. The benefits of walking barefoot are priceless, so now our shoes are worth more than money could ever be. So today we got to work and started removing the bottoms. We weren't sure if this was going to be easy or hard, and it ended up being pretty easy. We made little shelves where our toes are and our heels are. We made a little lip on the bottom of the shoe where our toenails will go so they can latch on, so we'll actually be able to hold on to the shoe while trying to walk without the bottom. And we did the same thing for our heels. The experience of cutting off the bottoms of our shoes was very freeing and detoxifying, just like walking barefoot is. So after we cut the bottoms off, we decided to try it out. So we went to our favorite store, Sephora, and as you know, they don't really like us in here without shoes. I needed to grab a few things for a trip we're going on. The experience was absolutely perfect. The workers came up to us, they talked to us, they even complimented our shoes. I definitely recommend this if you're trying to go incognito barefoot. It's the perfect way to get all the benefits of going barefoot, but also have no one know.
Kids in third world countries are pissed about this once they hear about it.
Right. I love that she said, well, walking barefoot means the world to us. No, it doesn't. You are trying to get hits on your YouTube page, and you're trying to make up for the cash you're about to lose in shoes in advertising.
I mean, in the city? That's gross.
Nasty.
Oh, how many people hawk loogies and spit on sidewalks?
Do you know they recently, they had tested some grocery carts and found 72% of them had fecal bacteria on them?
Yeah,
that's on grocery carts in the grocery store. Yeah. So imagine what you're picking up on your shoes or on your bare feet walking around a city.
So nasty.
So super nasty, right?
All right, so that's my first bad take. And then this one.
The runner-up this week?
No. This one might potentially be, I'm saving the best for last. This could be, like, seriously bad take of the year. I'm even going to give you a trigger warning because the message is so jacked up. So like, God bless you, Abby, for sending this, but also damn you at the same time. So this audio, Abby sent this to me and I watched it and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, no. And then that link was broken. Like, it got deleted, but we did some digging and this has gotten stitched enough. Like, this guy's bad take has been stitched enough that it was easy for us to find. Now, I don't know who this guy is. I don't have his handle. All I know is at When Sex Happens posted this on TikTok. And this is a guy doing a podcast with a woman explaining his reasoning on why women should weigh less than men in relationships. I want you to brace yourself. Again, trigger warning one more time.
Guy shouldn't be dating a woman that's more than two-thirds of his body weight. The woman should feel smaller. He used to feel like he could kill her, but he's not gonna.
Oh.
If I'm holding a girl and subconsciously she knows that if I wanted to, I could pick her up and throw her into the wall.
What the?
Really, he needs to rename this account to When Sex Doesn't Happen, because I can't imagine hearing that and being like, ah, oh, yes, I can want to continue to date you.
Like, WTF.
Now, I did share the story with you one time where a girl told me that she felt uncomfortable when I had my hands on her fit yet thick thighs. She said the size, my size, made her feel insecure.
Oh, your hand? Mm-hmm. Because your hand was small and it made her thigh feel big?
Yes. Okay. Oh. So there was some merit to that.
Okay, that's different. What he is saying, I was like, congratulations. I'm not even going to call you sir. Congratulations, moronic, idiotic, bad take dude. You may have just won bad take of the year.
Yeah, I don't want to fear for my life when we're getting busy.
We do that every day just walking down the street. Don't need that with my boyfriend when I'm in the bedroom. Appreciate ya.
The Bert Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Jackson, are you stupid for paying for something that is completely unnecessary?
Yeah, I recently make a lot of dumb purchases, so saying completely unnecessary is a little bit redundant, honestly. Instagram ads get me a lot. Mm. You know, I get swindled a lot online. But this most recent purchase that I made the other day, I'm like severely questioning. And it's because it's okay, let me just explain. Let me ask you guys a question. How did you figure out what your signature looks like?
What my signature looks like?
Yes. When you go to sign something, whether it's a P1 listener comes up to you and wants you to sign something, or you're signing a legal document, how did you figure out how to sign your name?
That's so flattering. You think we get asked for autographs?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I was trying to hype you up. You didn't have to say that.
So signature, autograph, two completely different things.
Really? So you have two separate ones?
Yeah. So if I'm signing something for a listener, like we just sent a thank you card to a listener, or we do Christmas cards, I like write out Kristen and that's it. I don't like that's the quote unquote autograph or whatever. Now my signature is something different. And it's just kind of, it's morphed over the years. but it's like, it's a big K squiggle, another big K squiggle, and then the M, and then a line out.
Okay. Okay. And how did you think of like stylistically doing that? This is all going to make sense in a second.
Okay. I never did. I just like, because it used to be KRK, but then I got married. So then it became KKM.
Okay.
And it's always just kind of remained the same. Just the letter. But as far as like, I bet I did practice back in the day. Like, when I started adulting and I needed to sign more things, and like before you like get your first house and you have to sign like a bajillion papers, I probably finessed it, and then that's just what it became. I'm also really good at signing my dad's name.
Yeah, you don't choose the signature. The signature chooses you. And it's basically how good is your handwriting and how good is your cursive handwriting. Because for me, I don't have either good handwriting. So when second grade, when they give you that book of cursive and they're like, okay, this is how you do an A, this is how you do a B, this is how you do a Y, I was like, yep, that's my signature. Like, I'm just, that's all I know how to do, because I don't have any style, because my handwriting's already bad. So if I just stick to the basics, it's going to look like I'm trying to do some kind of swirly girly thing. But yeah, mine's just like what it told me to do in like second and third grade.
So when you sign something, you sign out your full name.
I do A, and then I do the government issued B, you know, B, yeah. B, and then the same Y. And then I'll do like a little, like, you know, some feminine swirl on the Y, give it a little bit of flair depending on what
See,
I'm signing.
That's the stylistic flair that I'm talking about there. Everyone has like a unique kind of moniker that is associated with their signature when they sign something. And there's always that like uniqueness to it. And I hate mine. And so I paid for a service for someone to create several different designs.
No, you did not.
Signature of my own name, and then
you know how before we got on air we were talking about how your corporate bro-ness comes out because you used to work in the corporate world.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is a glitch in your corporate bro micro trip that they put in your brain. When you used to work for whatever corporate man back in the day, and they put that little chip in your brain, this is just it coming out, being like, we have to have a good signature, we have to circle back, we have to put a pin in it.
I don't think it's that crazy, but then when I say it out loud, I'm like, this is the craziest thing ever, because I think it's so dumb that I paid for this. But like, they literally assign you to like a calligraphy person and you check off what stylistically you like. They give you a ton of examples and you pick like your favorite five.
There's a bunch of ways you can do a J.
Right. And then they create it and send you like 10 different examples of what your signature specifically looks like in that style. And then you pick the one that you like, and then they give you like second grade handwriting homework, or like
you trace lines.
Oh, over and over again until you get it down, and then boom, new signature.
Well, bottom line, do you like your new signature?
Well, I haven't gotten it yet. Do you think I got scammed?
How long has it been?
4 days.
How long does it take to come up with a signature?
Well, you do have a long name. Maybe it's like a day per letter. You
got
the J.
Jackson Kim, you think is a long name?
I mean, like, my name's Abby, so anything longer than four letters, I'm like, that's a big name.
Well, you can shorten and get right to the point and just write LOSER.
I mean, so in it's just because if you see like what my, it's my, just my name in cursive, and it bugs me every time I do it. And I'm like, gosh, there needs to be something just like different, better, cooler about this. But then I feel terrible every time I do it. So
see, my name has always been so long, like Kristen Klingjern.
That's a long name.
It's a mouth, yeah. So that's why I never, like, the idea of writing out each individual letter, oof, that was never an option with the signature. It's a K and a, and then a R and a, and then a K and a, and that's it.
Yeah, just be mad. Just be glad you didn't marry Kevin Klein, because that would have been one too many.
Yeah, no. It was absolutely not. You don't know how many times I've heard that joke. It was every time I tell people my name when I was younger, it was like, what's your middle name? And I'm like, my parents aren't idiots. Like, come on now.
Oh, I don't know. You are from Kentucky. You could have gone either way.
No, but right. Still, they're better than that. All right, so you haven't got it yet, so you don't know if you like it or not.
No, well, I assume that I'm going to like at least one of them, but then I'm like nervous because I'm like, now I have to commit to one because this is going to be my signature forever now. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm hoping that one of them is really just going to stand out to me and I'm going to like it.
And that's what you, I'm, okay.
I spent money on this.
How much, Jackson? How much money does it cost for somebody to create your signature?
$55.
What? It's like a month at the Burt Show.
Jeez. You kidding me?
I'm not.
Okay, okay. So I'm this really is what not. We're gonna do. You're gonna email everybody today and okay. be like, can you give me three options for my new signature? We're gonna do it for free. You're gonna get the one that you pay for, okay. and then you're gonna decide which one you like best.
Right. I actually feel like I could probably do it better and for cheaper than $55. Just okay. buy me a candy bar in the break room.
Yeah. Deal. That
so,
sounds like
so.
A
send
good
the
plan.
Email today. Be like, okay, can everybody please just give me a piece of paper, write out my signature, three versions. Then hopefully you didn't get scammed and you get your $55. Signature that you paid for, and then you decide which one it's going to be.
You guys are going to be so impressed. It's at least a $60 signature.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Jackson got you really upset, huh, Mikey?
Yeah, he's got me. He's got me riled up over here.
Riled up.
He's got me riled up. You ever find something out about a friend that completely changes the way that you look at them, and you no longer have the amount of respect that you had for them at one point?
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm going through right now.
What did you do
with my friend Jackson here?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've been in high spirits. We went and played golf yesterday. It seemed like a good time.
No, this is a fun game. Jackson, what did you do? You have to start naming off things you've done that you think has caused Mikey to lose all respect for you.
What could you have possibly have done? I'm guessing it happened on this golf course. If you guys are spending 4 hours with each other.
I beat him up pretty good on the golf course.
Well,
maybe that's
why. Yeah, but I did good, though. Tell him I did good.
He did all
right. I played good golf yesterday. Good golfer here, going on the PGA Tour. But no, Jackson knows what this is. He has to know because he could tell I was bothered by it.
Well, he kept on asking me a bunch of questions and then saying, I bet you hate this, too. So I think it's about something that I probably don't like.
Yeah, you're pretty close. I put out the idea because it sounds like a good time that, hey, our girlfriends are friends. We're friends. Let's go to the beach. That's what people do whenever they want to have fun and relax and enjoy these gifts that creation has given us.
So go on like a little mini vacation together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww, that's right. Fun.
He hates the beach, this guy. He hates the beach. He can't stand the beach.
But he doesn't. He's cool with going on vacation with you. He just doesn't want to go on
to
the beach.
Well, no. I thought. Then I was like, well, then let's go to the mountains. He says, I hate the mountains. He hates everything. He wants to sit in his hot apartment all day.
I don't think he hates everything, Mikey. He just doesn't want to go on vacation with you.
I knew someone was going to say that. I did all the addition. Turns out I'm the best. Nobody doesn't want to go on vacation with me. So that can't be it either.
I don't like the beach, and I frankly, I don't love traveling all that much. So.
You travel so much. You take off more days of vacation than all of us combined.
But it's not vacation for me. It's because I have obligations to other people. I'm traveling for weddings and to see family and all these other things. If it was my choice, I wouldn't really go to any of these.
Oh, it's so hard being so hard.
I have so many weddings.
I have so many friends.
All right, so let's just break it down here. So it's not that you don't want to hang out with Mikey and his girlfriend. It's just that you don't want to go somewhere on any kind of vacation.
But yes. What does he want to do here? Like, do you want to go on a hike? No, I hate the rocks. Like, he hates something about everything. I'm this close to just filling up his backpack with sand just to spite him.
Yeah, I don't like hiking either. But no, it has nothing to do with Mikey or Trent. It's just, I love hanging out with them. I would just rather do things here and not have to go somewhere. I hate the traveling part of traveling, and that's enough to turn me off to the point where I'm just like, I don't want to do it at all.
You like the destination, you just hate the journey.
Well, that's what they say. The journey doesn't matter. It's all about the destination.
Even though you say that, most of the time whenever I'm somewhere, like, I get there and it's fun for, like, a couple hours. But then after that, I'm like, I'd kind of just rather be home.
That's what's infuriating to me. Who goes to the beach and is like, meh, it's whatever. It's like, this is the best place you could ever be in your life. It doesn't get better. That's like that's God's little gift to you.
Except you're there, and that's clearly his
problem. Maybe that's a problem, but
PTSD there.
A little bit, but I can tell you that this can turn around because there was a time where I suggested this to Kristen and she offended me. She was so passionate about never going on vacation and I held it over her head for a decade. Now she begs me to go. Unfortunately, now she begs me in a minute.
I can't wait for him to come crawling back.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.